Last time on the transcredible exploits of Painted Black.
He's the footlong hot dog. He's like, oh yeah, girls. I had something bad. That was the last thing you were going to take. This seat is not safe.
I didn't even get a hot dog. Get out of the seat.
Marshmallows are not like a standalone type of thing, though.
They're depends. Like, if you like a peep, you like a peep. I like a peep.
Peeps!
But you gotta scream something when you do it, though. It can't just be like silence. Mecca-lecca, honey, ho!
You got me there.
Like Pee Wee Herman? Ah!
He massaged her breasts instead and breathed heavily while laughing.
Better?
As he did it. Better.
Oh, that's so creepy.
This is the creepiest story. I regret reading it.
There is nothing more scarier than having an exposed butthole when you didn't expect it.
Peter Cushing.
Thank God.
All right. I actually remember you saying that name.
Gay porn name. Peter Cushing for the pushing.
Yeah. Starring Peter Cushing and Peter Peck.
Why are they both Peters?
Yeah. And with Peter Heat.
Lou, I don't think I want you watching my dog.
And now, the exciting conclusion.
Welcome back to the Week in Review, Painted Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrd.
It almost seems like we should have kept that going. Like, welcome back to Painted Black Podcast. Right.
You know what happened? I was just fucking around on the internet, and I saw these videos. You remember Fallout 3?
Oh, yeah.
The Adventures of Herbert Daring Dashwood?
No, I don't.
If you listen to the radio, there was like this old-timey, like, adventures you'd hear, and somebody put, like animated it. And made a video of it. You never seen that? I thought you played Fallout 3.
I did, but I don't know.
You don't listen to the radio?
No.
That was like one of my favorite things.
Yeah, man, you play a little Fallout 3. Listen to the radio.
Fucking sniping bitches to old-timey music.
Yo, bro, you want to play a little GTA? Just ride around the car. Just listen to the radio station.
I used to do that.
I've done that too.
I actually downloaded old-timey music so I can drive with the slow-mo camera. And run people over on the sidewalk going like 100.
To Gershwin's The Entertainer?
Yeah, and then they'd go flying into mailboxes and shit.
The Benny Hill theme.
Yeah.
Right.
Nothing says pedestrian murder like yakety sax.
Just having gun battles with Sinatra in the background. Like, it was awesome.
Volare.
Right.
Well, that's Steve Martin, but.
It's good times.
The crooner, whatever.
Yeah. That's same concept.
Not easy deal. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's do intros. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Sitting chatty.
There's Lou.
Hey.
There's Ken.
Nope.
And there's Julian.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Yo.
Hello there.
Hey, man.
So, how's everyone's week? We're recording late.
Yes.
That's my bad. Family issues.
Yeah, I heard your dad's throwing up gang signs now, man.
He doesn't want... He probably would be angry if I talked about it, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. He cut off, like, two of his fingers on a table saw.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Were they able to reattach?
Yeah.
They were able to reattach. It's going to take a little bit of physical therapy, though.
Your dad's like a Mighty Block Crip now, man.
He's something.
Well, I'm glad they were able to reattach.
Yeah. It's been a exhausting week, needless to say.
In middle school, our woodshop teacher used to point on to the blackboard important lessons using his nub.
Yeah.
Because he had severed part of his index finger.
Well, my dad...
Bad person to be learning woodshop from.
My dad had 9 fingers before this incident.
Bro, trust me. You should watch yourself. As a good person, it's like a constant reminder that these things are dangerous.
I don't think I'm going to listen to a word that guy tells me about. You obviously don't know what you're doing, sir. Bro. You cut your finger off.
If your teacher in like chemistry was a blind man, right, with like scars all over his eyes, and he was like, guys, where you go? You're like, oh, dude, I am not fucking around with that.
Funny enough, this is a shout out to Eisenhower Middle School. Our chemistry teacher was the one who told us how dangerous chemicals were when they are not labeled properly, because when he was 12, he came home and drank a cup of bleach because his mother did not label it properly.
Where did he think it was?
Was it labeled milk?
The first
time. He thought it was water. He thought it was water. He didn't notice the pungent, clean smell.
He was stupid.
Right. He took that first gulp and was like, oh, Man, that's a good one.
So basically, after between those two teachers, that's why my mom sent me to private school after middle school. She's like, you're learning from morons, obviously.
Pours the cup. It, like, eats through the plastic cup. It's like, these cheap plastic cups.
Gotta get a glass cup.
Throw some ice cubes in it. They just fizzle. It's like... Oh, what a dummy.
Yeah. Let this guy get a degree.
Like, even if you get your mouth close to it, you're just going to catch, like toxic fume off. You're like, oh!
That's a very, very aroma is fucking water. I don't even...
He was really thirsty was his explanation.
And he was teaching?
He was really thirsty.
He was teaching.
About what?
Same chemistry.
I'd be figuring, like, color in a
song. I don't believe that story whatsoever. Who drinks water from a fucking jug?
Right.
No, it wasn't. It was she. His mother had poured it in a cup.
She poured it. Was it coming from the tap? Did she have bleach coming from the tap?
Oh, my mom set out my come home cup of water. Like,
come on.
Exactly. We all questioned it.
But. I just drink whatever's on the counter. Yeah, just sitting there.
Come on.
Oh, here's a nice cup of coffee. I bet she's for me.
Why don't we do some news?
Back to the old timey stuff.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
We really do have a fascination with this.
If I can go back to 1920-something, my girlfriend wouldn't be allowed a lot of places I'm allowed. Sneak you through the back, baby.
Right. I'm not even trying to sneak through the back. I'll just be at home in Harlem, honey.
You'd have to go to one of those speakeasies run by Chalky White.
Yeah.
That's anyone who saw the new Gatsby movie, I was calling a little bit of a bullshit where, like, the blacks and the whites were all hanging out. I was like, I don't know how much that happened.
They weren't hanging out. The blacks were performing, and the whites were there at the party.
There was clubs where blacks and whites were hanging out.
Not really.
Not in the 20s, though. It was more the 30s. In like the
people got a little more progressive in the 30s. Yeah.
The Viper Rooms and stuff, people were down there smoking weed, fucking watching the jazz performers and stuff.
Yeah, until weed was like considered like a terrible drug.
That's
like,
it,
these people,
that's
these
when
jazz
it was.
A jazz crazy. Cigarette.
That's right when it was.
It was a jazz cigarette back then.
It's a jazz smoke.
Nigga hush.
Well, I kind of wish I had Lou reading this
from
headline.
The 30s. Yo, I was thinking about weed as far as zombies go. That's the ideal like crop.
What's that?
You can make everything from like hemp and shit, you know? Like,
yeah. But then
why was that to do with zombies?
Because you need something to trade with.
Here's my problem with hemp. It ruins your perfectly good weed.
I somehow felt that you'd feel that way.
Impregnating all my fucking females.
Just that you could also have that. That's
I think the perfect
commodity.
The perfect plant for in the zombie universe would be like a chainsaw tree or something.
I thought you were going to talk about maybe pot brownies for zombies right, or something.
I'll grow hemp and weed.
No, that'll
you
make
grow
me hungrier.
The chainsaw trees.
Or like
we'll
a,
see
a, who
lasts
make,
longer.
A nice good old bullet ivy. Like something more useful.
Followed by a gun fern.
A gun fern, yes. A turd gun tree.
I thought you were going with like a special brownie zombie bake sale.
No, but you need something to trade with when you come across people.
Yeah, my gun. I'm going to
You're going to be one of them, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to trade you fear for your stuff.
Oh, man.
I'm not even going to trade.
Yo, yeah. You
know, that's not even going to come off your tongue.
Life lessons. Carry weapons.
Yeah.
Trust no one.
You got to have something to buy bottle caps with.
Yeah, my gun.
And back to Fallout.
Right.
It's like, hey, man, those bottle caps seem to be worth something. Why don't you put them in my truck, too?
Which I never understood that. Why was bottle caps the default currency after that?
Because Nuka-Cola sounds delicious.
It does sound delicious.
Nougat-Cola?
Nuclear.
I definitely want to drink.
I misheard it, too.
A Nuka-Cola Quantum.
That sounds so racist.
A Nuka-Cola Quantum?
Yeah, it's definitely like
gives you, like,
black
superpowers.
It does sound
it's
like black coke.
Glow in the dark soda that was banned because of like.
Yo, what's up, Manuka?
Nuka soda? Like nuke, like nuclear.
Yeah, I got you.
Nuclear.
Like, I got this nuke on the corner, bro. Like, he's my nuke. it sounds terrible.
Yo, I don't want to get too much into games, but I started playing the Bioshock Infinite. And I'm not liking it. The bad guys are primarily black people. That's the story.
No, they're not.
I got like halfway through it, and they're parading like the Vox, like destroy the Vox, and it's just black.
Get to halfway through the game.
It's just a black dude.
You must have hated Resident Evil 5 when you're killing all the zombies in the world.
I played the game
twice.
Just get to the middle part.
Because I went through the county fair where you got to shoot the Vox, and then eventually it's like, no, they're just black dudes.
They are black dudes. But the whole point is that the culture is racist, so you're buying into the propaganda.
There's a Vox talking to a white woman. Let's go.
Club bad vibes.
Anyway, news. Let's do it.
I'm sorry. I thought I was on A Squad for 5 seconds. I'm so confused. All right. Captain America arrested for sending dick pics to a teenage girl.
Chris Evans or just some guy?
Some guy dressed as Captain America.
That's or what... is this a new stretch in the comic?
Would you like me to read the story, honey? New article. In superhero news, Captain America has been embroiled in an unseemly underage texting scandal that began on Instagram. James Weldon Alton, 29, who played Captain America at Universal Studios, was arrested on Wednesday on felony charges of transmitting harmful material to a minor after texting dick pics to a 16-year-old girl he met on the job.
He was employed by Universal Studios.
He
was. You're just reading a story about a pedophile. This is Megan's Law feed.
As someone who worked at a theme park, I can tell you that Daffy Duck was a perv. I was 16 at the time. This is quite common.
This means war.
There's something about being in those hot suits. I don't know.
There's something about grown men being around little kids at jobs. Yeah, they're probably...
It could be the heat exhaustion. It's already 100 down there.
I blame Hydra.
You're in a hot costume?
It's Gary Shandling's fault.
There is nothing... Hydra. There's nothing good ever come of dick pics. Like, nothing is ever good.
What?
Only good things come with dick pics.
Only good
Name
things?
One.
I mean, don't...
Girl
don't,
knows what she's in yeah, for.
You can't take this. This is the one extreme. Like, yeah, okay, if you send dick pics to underage girls, you're probably gonna go to prison for that.
So don't send them to underage girls. Send them to 21-year-old girls.
Thank you, Jillian.
I mean, these girls right there...
Thank you, boom.
It's very simple.
God, let the underage girls grow up to be 21-year-old girls and then send them dick pics. Like, come on, guys.
Well, and by the way, it's just advertising. Hey, you interested in this? Yes or no?
Get your shit together. Yeah, it's almost as simple as that.
I don't want to be sexist, but, like, for real, some girls should just wear, like, ID badges, but they're, like, age and everything.
Sure. Has any man in this room ever sent a dick pic? Honestly.
I don't even have texting.
you never emailed a dick pic?
I don't have email. Like, yeah.
He faxed one over.
That's back in the day we had faxing. That was.
I haven't sent a dick pic, but...
You've taken many.
I keep getting them. No. Yeah, he's received a lot of dick pics.
I gotta change something in my Facebook status because I keep getting dick pics.
I changed, like, a random person's phone background to a dick pic.
Yours?
Yeah. But they didn't know whose it was. It was just all of a sudden there was the fucking dick on the screen.
Until now.
Who hangs out with a lot of white people?
Whose brown stubby thing is this?
This is just fucking brown cock in my fucking... It's Lou.
And Lou is the worst liar, too. So he's right in the corner like...
Lou, is this your cock?
Yep.
No.
They didn't figure it out.
He's holding his dick with his tattoo arm. Right. He sees very specific tattoo on his left arm.
The funny thing was, like
the clothes he's wearing right there.
Did you just do this? Nah, man.
Everyone, look at your phones right now.
the great thing about this is, I did it as a joke to a friend, and him and his buddy, who was wearing like a fucking Sherlock Holmes hat at the time, we're trying to solve the mystery of whose dick is this.
Did they get to the bottom of it?
No, they never. Surprisingly, worst detectives ever. They did not solve it.
No Watson.
Sounds like they looked at your dick pic and made that.
Right. Your dick pic instigated gay makeouts.
Hey, listen. I guess I did something good in the world then.
You brought love.
Right.
Anyway, what did Captain America do?
Dick pic to 6-year-old girl. The girl.
How old?
16.
16.
Now, here's what I really love.
That's Alabama legal.
Like fair game-ish.
No. Okay. The girl posed with Alton at the theme park a few weeks ago and posted the picture on Instagram, where Alton found it, and police say an online friendship began.
Isn't that like James Franco legal, though?
29.
They actually referenced this in the beginning of the story. I just left out that
he's
part.
He's in the wrong industry, though, like to be looking for chicks that much younger than him. He should be probably like a stockbroker or...
No, he's imperfect. He's at a theme park.
Captain America.
Right.
Nah, come on.
There's going to be tons of young chicks walking in.
Definitely.
Theme park?
You're 16. Dad wants a fun family moment. You probably have some younger siblings. You have to come along.
It's the prime age of not wanting to be there.
You're going
to
go meet her family, and they're going to be like, what do you do? You're like, I dress up as a superhero at this theme park.
I save the planet.
Right. What, when a 16-year-old girl meets a hot guy in a superhero costume?
Where was this again?
Remember the Chitauri invasion? You're welcome.
Universal Studios.
Florida?
Yes.
I took care of the Germans for you. Thanks.
Exactly. Remember Hitler?
Oh, okay. I'm telling you, it'd be like a scene out of the fucking out of the Simpsons, though, because it would be like, yeah, come into my house. Castle Laws, I'm gonna shoot this motherfucker. Like, Dad, you can't fucking shoot him because you invited him in. But get the fuck out of my house.
Wait, what state was this? Was this?
You just went on a weird tangent.
It's Universal Studios. It's Florida.
Oh, stand your ground.
Oh yeah.
Stand your ground. But I don't think you could shoot somebody if you invite him in.
But if I shot up,
he's got that shield.
If I did shoot up a guy, though, that was just like fucking Captain America, I would just both fists in the air, Hail Hydra! Then I call
the captain. That he was in the Captain America suit when he took a dick pic.
Good question.
Very patriotic looking cop right here.
This chick's not really into him so much as she's into
Captain America. That was his mistake, obviously.
He could have also been Uncle Sam or whatever, really. He would have got her.
She's just patriotic.
Very patriotic.
We want you.
You should have laid it, right? Now, it all comes down to the presentation. He should have laid his dick down across the shield and then took the dick pic.
You should have been hashtag stars and stripes.
Not as creepy.
He bought her an Astro Pop, man. It was very patriotic.
The girl said she and Cap started out the exchanging text messages as friends, but Alton quickly escalated the relationship by showing her his dick. He also texted her about masturbation and getting into her. The explicit pics allegedly start after the victim told Alton she was 16 years old.
I usually talk to my friends about getting into them.
Bad news bears.
I just want to know how long that took.
Hypothetically, what is the last text you send, like wordage-wise, before the dick pic?
No, wait.
Like, how old are you? 16. Dick pic. That's what I'm hearing.
Here's a better question, though. Like, what can a 29-year-old man and a 16-year-old girl have in common? Like, there's no friendship there. Like, I don't know.
A guy who works at a theme park like is just Captain America, probably.
What's his name
again?
His name is James Weldon Alton.
It's probably like, hi, it's James. Hey, James, let me get up in there.
How old are you again? Dick pic.
Tell me about that.
How old are you? 16? Dick pic.
Here's what they have in common, Ken. Like, she is 16, and he wishes he can go back to being 16 to rectify a couple of mistakes he made in his past, because he's Captain America at 29 in a theme park.
That's exactly right, honey. Very good.
There you go.
Okay, so
stay in school. Here's my dick.
After his arrest, Alton told police he thought she was joking about being underage and that they were just flirting. He said he didn't know why he sent the photos or what he expected in return, calling the whole thing poor judgment. That only works when you're a real celebrity, sweetheart.
I just love when people, like, can someone just be honest? Like, look, man, I was just trying to fuck this bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
if he was a real celebrity, he'd be dehydrated or exhausted.
And had to go to rehab.
Dehydrated!
Dehydrated!
He also would have called someone sugar tits and a nigger in there.
He racist too?
That's what celebrities
Captain
do.
America's was Captain.
Not usually nigger. They usually go after the Jews.
Okay. Yeah. You start all wars.
Goddamn Jews. Actually, though, it could be Donald Sterling. For all we know.
Alton also allegedly tracked down... Was tracked down and left comments on Instagram accounts of two other girls who recently posed for photos with him. The quotes were, definitely my fave day and you're a sweetie.
Girls are stupid. My favorite day, some idiot in a costume. It's like, best day ever!
It's Universal Studios.
This guy with the party city.
No. These comments were left by him.
Oh,
what an asshole.
Definitely my fave day and you're a sweetie. Now, either an employee who really takes his job seriously or a perv.
That's why fucking social media.
This is what happened eventually to that McConaughey character from fucking Half Bit from Days and Confused. Right. So eventually he had to stop getting hit. He was court ordered to get away from the high school. He was like, man, you know what I love about theme parks, man? I keep getting all the girls at the same age.
Which brings me to the next part.
Yeah, put on your Iron Man suit.
All right.
Universal Studios has parted ways with Alton, who has worked there since 2010.
He makes about $10 an hour, and it wasn't that hard to replace.
Oh, gosh.
They just needed a white guy
Pretty much. A white guy who...
They would have taken a black guy. It didn't matter so much.
Rule is not fat. That's pretty much it.
Just not fat.
They're willing to let go of the fat or not fat part. It really isn't that big of a deal. He's wearing a costume in a theme park.
Can you carry a shield? Yeah.
Please don't touch children. Just please don't touch children. That's all we're asking. Dick pics, fine. Just don't touch them.
I would. That would be a great job for
don't
just
give Captain America your phone number. Stupid.
No, it was Instagram.
I mean, you may...
Don't give him your Instagram, stupid.
Let me take a selfie.
You may lose the illusion of the... I guess the theme park, but I would hire a lot of the mentally handicapped. Instead of them making my food at like McDonald's, have them parade around as superhero characters. They'd have a blast.
Honey, Captain America!
Yeah, you are!
A puppet away!
Yes, you are. Oh, God damn. Oh, a corn dog.
Man.
What? No, I'm saying they'd have a great time.
Brian, do Randy Newman, because it's basically the Fry Later Girl.
And now I'm put on the spot to be fucking terrible?
Yeah. Be Spider-Man.
Be Spider-Man. My best in the tingling.
Like, you're obviously trying to take jobs away from non-retarded people, dude.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because they can start working at McDonald's and making my food. Like, I'm just saying. Like, I want to take them out of the food preparing industry and put them in the parading around in costume industry.
He wants to give them more job opportunities.
Like,
what
it would
doing.
Really, really decrease the superhero status of... Oh. Universal Studios.
What, you trying to say they're special heroes now? They're not super, they're special?
Can you do Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman? Like, does she have any quotes? Not really.
My lasso of truth, I don't know. Here's my invisible airplane, I don't know.
She's mad serious, though. Every time I see her in like a cartoon or something like that, she's not playing around.
She's an Amazonian princess.
Mommy, that why does Wonder month, Woman have a
full
beard?
Bush, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
She has this crazy monster Amazon bush, you know that.
Definitely.
Wonder Woman?
What they don't show you in the comics.
Right.
It's creeping out the sides of that unitard.
No, it's all packed in, so as soon as you pull it down, it just unleashes.
Oh. I just prefer outgrowing. Like, Wonder Woman's hot. Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
My God.
How very 70s of you.
By the beard of Zeus.
Looks like your pussy lips.
Literally.
Looks like your pussy lips is wearing a sweater.
Are you sitting on one of those Roman helmets?
Would you cooch swap a Greek guy? What the fuck? Right.
But let's get back to the
sorry
thing here.
So that was concluding the news on Cap.
Okay, what's next?
Massachusetts town finally overturns 1982 arcade game ban.
What? They can't have arcade games there?
Finally, Pac-Man!
It's basically Footloose, but with video games.
Guys, the arcades are dead. Oh no, we missed out! Home consoles win arcade war, what?
Coin-operated video games were banned in Marshfield, Massachusetts back in 1982 during the golden age of arcades. Now 3 decades after the peak of Pac-Man, Pole Position, and Dig Dug, the town has voted to allow video games back into local businesses.
What a fucking puritanical law that is,
horrible
man.
It is Massachusetts.
You are not allowed to play fucking video games at arcades.
And not like on Sunday.
Don't you dare congregate in groups, kids.
This is
That's
like,
where they get ideas.
This is even like the moral...
Kids with quarters, no!
This isn't even the Mortal Kombat era where it's like super violent and grotesque. It's like Pac-Man.
They're a bad influence, I tell you.
Yeah.
That 3/4 circle eating balls. What the fuck that thing?
Right.
Apparently, the threat of kids skipping school and spending unreasonable sums of money to play video games at sometimes 50 cents a pop just was too much of a menace to allow.
Where was this?
This is Marshfield, Massachusetts.
They didn't have that much money, all right?
The kids. How many quarters did you possibly have?
Yeah. Right.
Maybe daddy's a fishing magnet. I don't know. Some what kids in Massachusetts are rich.
What is a fishing magnet?
I don't know, someone who owns a whole fleet line of crab
who owns a whole lot of fish.
Boats. I don't know.
Do they get paid in all quarters?
I just know.
Quarter of crab, Lou. Quarter of crab.
When he takes in his haul, he opens up his neck. It's like quarters. Right. Oh, it's a fine.
It's a bounty.
That's a bountiful harvest of quarters.
Yes, men. We've captured another treasure chest with this batch.
I say we got 4 or 5 rolls here.
Who keeps dumping quarters into this water? I have no idea.
Doubloons.
Maybe we should stop fishing this wishing well.
They have, like, their arcade machines had the bloom slots.
Why are the 1980s talking so all the time?
It's Massachusetts. It's New England.
You're all the way up in, like, crazy-ass Massachusetes, man.
You're speaking that old timey?
Yes.
Seeing ye old English?
Wait. If they got a ban on arcade machines, I just picture them very archaic.
It's you, old arcade shop.
I was
like, wait, where is this again in Massachusetts?
I gotta go play me some Pac-Man and get me a sarsaparilla.
It's ye old arcade shop, and then it just has like a Pac-Man on it, like
etched into wood.
Waka waka, kids.
It's Marshfield.
Like, how many kids could possibly live in Marshfield, Illinois? Marshfield, Massachusetts?
Ten of them.
The
are
two
really
finally grew up to be old enough to repeal this unjust law.
At the time, their tired narcotics agent who proposed the ban felt unsupervised gaming could lead to drugs and gambling. So apparently this new gateway drug was arcade games.
And again, like, narcotics agents in 1980, if you're retired, you must have fucking either really sucked or been really old when you started.
You got your priorities crooked, though.
Yo, I just, played some arcade games.
Actually,
man.
He nailed that shit right on the head, because getting high and playing video games are hand in hand.
Yo, man, I just played some Dig Dug. You want to go fight some fucking dogs or something? I don't know. Like, I feel it's leading to something bigger.
Asteroids has given me quite a few ideas. A criminal enterprise.
I'm gonna get these rocks.
You found the link, sir. You found it.
Somehow, the mythical connection between gaming and degeneracy never emerged. Beaumont citizens tried twice in 1994 and again in 2011 to have the ban lifted, but they didn't succeed until this year's 2003 to 175 town vote. A town vote. That's so quaint.
All right, guys, back them on in. Every old arcade machine ever.
Meanwhile, every kid's in the town's like, screw this. I'm gonna go play Xbox.
I have a cell phone that's better than this bullshit.
Does
that have Flappy Bird?
Do you think that includes just other coin operated games like skee ball or
claw game? The heroin.
Yeah, 100%.
Claw game leads to prostitution
or construction
and to shitty fucking toys.
Like, you could have you could have one video game thing in, like, your laundromat, or, like, one skee ball thing in your fucking, in your bar or something. But don't think about putting more than one.
There were. You're gonna come home with the high score and a bunch of dirty laundry. There goes Billy, washing his drawers in the river again.
Stupid boy, never learned.
I only brought a certain amount of quarters. No, can't dry them.
Frogger's unbeatable.
He just had to play Joust.
Next story.
High school girl fed semen-filled cupcakes to kids who picked on her.
Oh, no, it's cool if you did that to a guy, but a girl, you can't. That's not fun.
It's fine if you're Van Wilder.
Yeah.
Where did she get the semen?
That's what I've been asking. It's homemade. I never go into it.
They don't go into that in the story?
No.
Well, then the story is incomplete. Skip it.
I'm going to clearly say it's homemade. All right, like whoever baked the cupcakes.
It was a girl.
It's a girl.
Where did she get the semen from?
Well,
she got fed the semen.
No, she feeds the semen to people who picked on her.
She's a spitter. You think it was dog semen?
She's a spitter.
She's a spitter.
Side note, asterisk, boys in school, very happy.
Yeah. Boys in school weren't all that upset when it was their own semen. It wasn't a huge deal.
Did you know this was going on? Who cares?
Like, the kid who fucking...
I'll eat a fucking cum-flavored cupcake if she's gonna blow me every day, like, whatever.
The kid...
What's up, baby? Wanna make another batch?
Hey.
I don't even think you had to eat it. The kid who had to, like, fucking get off for 24 cupcakes or whatever however she made... That kid's doing all right in high school.
I don't think he's
got a good 10th grade year.
I don't think anyone's got enough load for a 24 cupcake.
I'm saying it's over a period of time, obviously.
The story takes place in Bakersfield, which I do believe has some horse ranches, so maybe her family owned a horse ranch.
She's jacking a horse off?
Why'd you go straight to horse sex?
She should be arrested
I'm
going to
take
that.
your little ponies away from me.
It's not horse sex. When you extract semen from a horse.
That's exactly bestiality. What it is, in fact.
No, you're jerking them off.
For cupcakes? That's bestiality.
That's first base.
That's beyond
first base.
This is girl logic. I jerked them off. I didn't fuck them. Like.
No. Because if there's a machine that jerks off the horse, it collects the semen, and then you eject the semen into a female horse, and that's how you get your horses. They're not actually mating anymore. They actually collect the horse... The horse semen from the horse and then inject it into the female. So how do you think they do it? Someone's jerking off that horse.
Let's get back to the cupcakes.
Look, she's not jerking off horses. Like, if you're a farmer or if you're like a horse breeder, like, stop jerking off my horses. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Okay, so the story.
Fucking girl. just keep showing up with a baking tin.
She's like,
and a pair of mittens.
This jerking off is like.
She keeps showing up with a boombox, a box of wine,
and a fucking. Some carrots and apples. And some oats.
Ha, you ain't horny.
A little salt lick.
Movie.
Yeah, a little salt lick.
Put a little whole oats.
Oh,
whoa, there she goes. She's a rich girl. There she goes.
Okay.
That's just good jerking music to tell you the truth.
Okay, let me. Okay. I'll go slowly. Nice. Do, 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 a bullied high school girl.
Jerking up a horse. Jerking up a horse. Goes. I'm a horse beater.
By the way, that was just what I'm guessing.
This fucking tangent's awesome.
She's not jerking off horses left and right. Like,
she could be.
There are more ingredients. Let me get to the story. All right,
let's hear the story. Let's hear the thing.
A bullied high school girl in Bakersfield, California reportedly put pubic hair, semen, expired food, and pills into
cupcakes. Expired food?
Expired food.
Okay.
And pills into cupcakes she handed out last Thursday to kids who... they don't say. Who picked on her. Probably... So
the date rape pills that she was using to get the semen.
Probably some Xanax, some vitamin D, whatever's really in her family's medicine cabinet.
If I was
cabinet.
In that school, I would be fucking really pissed if I didn't get anything but the pills. If this girl gave me a cupcake with, like, a pill in it, I'd be like...
That just means she likes you.
I mean, at least not semen.
If she got me with the cupcake, I would just play it off like, no, that was a great cupcake.
Well... One of the students.
Can I get another one?
One of the students.
And that would be like, boy enjoys horse semen cupcake.
No. It'd be horse cum cupcakes, all right?
One student asked
the news, dude. They wouldn't be using slang like that.
I love that semen photo with Brian just with crumbs on his cheek.
Like, next to a horse.
Next to a horse, smiling like,
mm-hmm. The headline would read, around the mountain, there they come, or something like that. Like, I don't know.
Okay. Continue.
One of the students asked the girl why her cupcakes tasted so bad, and she said it was
horse jizz.
and she said it was because she filled them with bodily fluids. Police were able to confirm that the cupcakes were made with a gross combination of condiments, including mayonnaise, barbecue sauce, soy sauce. But the food was destroyed before they could actually test for semen.
How are these cupcakes then? What yeah. the like?
My maybe cupcake's got a tampon sticking out of it.
No, she would use barbecue sauce and mayonnaise.
You can put anything in the batter, and it will still come out if you do the right
she's
proportions.
She's playing fast and loose with the cupcake rules. That's all
right. I mean, here's a weird idea. Would you eat a rib cupcake full of barbecue sauce?
Yes. A rib cupcake? Yes.
Filled with barbecue sauce?
Yes.
That sounds like a great idea. I mean, this is a terrible story. Is this, but it birthed a great idea.
Is this
rib cupcakes, everybody?
Meat shaped like a cupcake, or is it cupcake
meat shaped
batter?
Like a cupcake?
Oh, yeah.
Like I say, you get like rib meat, like pulled pork, whatever the hell, or just, and you just mold it into a cupcake form, fill it up with like a barbecue sauce filling.
And then put a little barbecue sauce on top, like the
I don't
icing.
Know if you could do
can
that.
Chipotle mayo on top.
Can we call them man cakes?
That's a terrible name.
No.
Okay.
Don't ruin this beautiful thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be like, dude, you want to go down to McDonald's get some man cakes? Like,
no, Lou, you freaking
no faggot. No.
Right.
I love man cakes. I don't want to go get any with you.
Right. That would just lead jerk. To that would just lead to a guy with a great idea with a terrible fucking like backlash.
I thought Cronuts was a bad enough name.
Like, right. I'm not even hungry anymore, Lou.
We call them sleepers.
Like, maybe I don't know if ribs would work. You know. Piecing them together into cupcake form, but you probably make like a meatloaf.
Meatloaf with
gravy,
come on, Lou.
With gravy,
come on.
And then like with the gravy, like some cheese on top.
Oh, not
I know what I'm
form,
doing.
Wait, wait,
you can form that into anything.
Meat cup, man, no, that's a bad name.
What about the ribs, though, bro? Don't hate on the ribs.
Just
get
saying,
some boneless ribs.
How would you do it?
Can I add something?
You know what? Maybe if you wrapped the ribs in a bacon to keep it together.
Oh fuck yeah!
Epic
foil. The foil's a bacon. Oh yeah, nailed it. All right, what are you saying?
Anyway, semen cupcakes.
Just cupcakes.
Let's get back to the fucking good food cupcakes.
Somebody write this down. We have some talking to do after this.
Copyright that. Trademark. No one else can take this. This is our idea.
Send this to Epic Mealtime, please.
Centennial High School has now implemented a no outside food policy, forcing the cancellation of the French
Sucks.
Class food day this week.
That would
Yo,
be,
bro, you
that
want
to
change
terrible. No outside food?
Yeah.
Yo, bro, I'll change you my sandwich for your cupcake. Nah, your cookbook's got jizz in it.
You got a jizz cake?
Nah, man.
They don't need to go that far. Just don't let that bitch make them. You know?
I still feel like the true villain of the piece has yet to be revealed.
It's bullying.
What, the bullies?
It was Peter Baelish.
No, the semen provider.
What, Old Stallion? Black Beauty?
Why are we assuming he's a
Mr.
horse?
Mr. Ed?
This is the mastermind behind this whole thing. This is the guy who just wanted to get a couple blowjobs. It was like, I got an idea. But you got to do a little work.
So she's doing it and constantly... into a bucket?
It's called spit cakes.
Where else does she get semen?
She's not fucking jerking a horse off. This is not.
I don't know where we got on horses here.
Well, it's more realistic than a girl blowing that guy for that long, getting that much semen.
She would get a lot more semen jerking a horse off, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
much.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Unless she was doing four guys at once.
And that's, that's like a
maybe
lot
she was
spitting.
Doing multiple guys a day. Maybe she handed out a couple business cards around the fucking town to other schools.
Business cards? Just like, would you want a blowjob? Yeah, sure.
Right. It's got to be more formal.
Does it really have to be that much more formal?
She needs a container. She needs to fucking...
And it has to constantly go...
You gotta, you gotta,
this is not exactly... This is not exactly the Family Feud here, but like, okay, we asked 100 guys on the street if you'd like a blowjob, and 100 of them all said yes. Oh.
First of all, at that point,
Survey says it
is a job.
Ding, ding,
now
ding.
It's a job.
What?
At that point, 100, it's a job. Where's she going to find the time?
Well,
has she been refrigerating the semen this whole time?
Probably not every day,
blowing a guy, spitting out the cum, and refrigerating it, waiting until
doesn't
she has
seem
enough.
Like she gave
that's why I need more information on this.
It doesn't seem like she gave a shit how fresh her ingredients were. Right? Like she was just making cum cupcakes.
She should have. That store that.
She's not a gourmet. She's not like the head chef at the H Hotel. Right?
The W Hotel.
The W Hotel, whatever. Yeah. All right, next door.
Florida won't let this guy marry his laptop full of porn.
Because it's an inanimate, I'm sorry, an inanimate object. The end.
Why bring the government into this romance? Why bother with the marriage?
Because he's already
got a good physical thing going.
Because he's already brought the government in once before. If there's one thing Mark Chris Sivers loves, it's jerking off. And if there's another, it's filing lawsuits. The man who sued Apple because it sold him a computer that allowed him to get addicted to porn is now getting involved in Florida's gay marriage debate by demanding he be allowed to marry the same porn-infested computer.
Why would it be gay marriage? Fucking asshole who makes gay marriage, like, gives all those idiots against it all that ammunition.
Yo, bro, you don't want to give up half your shit to that
guy. This guy's reducing... the human race.
Wait, can I say, if you allow a man to marry a man, what's to stop me from marrying my sheep?
Yeah, good shit. Great. Wonderful. Give us a source to cite, you moron.
Bro,
you can send that guy up to me. I'll take care of him.
In the case of Cyber versus...
Fine, take care of him.
Fly him out. Fly him out to
the
back.
You gonna make some cupcakes?
Bro, you're gonna...
No, Lou, I'm gonna shoot him in the head. What's wrong with that? Bro. Can't take a fucking subtle hint. Yo. Stupid asshole.
Me and my 22 got this. Me and my 22 have this. We got this.
Why do you want him? How does that ever mean give him cupcakes? What has that ever been? I'm going to give you a cupcake.
Not give him a cupcake. Make cupcakes, I said.
You're going to jerk him
off.
You're
going to blow
him? Back, dude.
You're going to blow him?
Come on.
I heard you're going to blow him.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
All I know is if I was that guy...
He was less upset when you said, when he thought that you were just offering the guy a cupcake.
Dude.
They're like, make cupcake. Well, no.
All I know is that I wouldn't want to be the first guy to lose half my shit to a computer. Like.
Oh, man.
How the computer get such a good lawyer?
All you gotta do is spill your drink on it.
It gets the kids?
Yeah. All you gotta do is spill your drink on it.
This is my favorite thing in the world.
It was an accident!
I'm sorry, I'm talking about the big Stay Puft Marshmallow
Man. In the studio today. He's awesome.
This is adorable. Anyway, continue story.
Before he gets blasted by the whatever it was called. What was it called?
Marshmallow.
The proton packs?
The proton packs, thank you.
Yes. Alright, next one.
Oh, no, the same story. I'm not done. I just got started, my God. Florida is considering the very serious question of whether it will recognize same-sex marriage performed in other states. And Seaver has filed...
Wait, time out. Florida is debating whether they're going to recognize same-sex marriage in other states?
If you get married elsewhere
and you come to Florida.
Florida.
Do they recognize same-sex marriage?
They're Florida.
I don't do actual research.
Their state looks like a dick.
I don't do actual research for these stories. You know that.
All
right. Okay.
Florida doesn't really know what it's doing.
Clearly.
They're like, we might recognize some stuff. What's it to you, bub?
Bubba?
I feel that's literally quote.
That's on their flag.
Yeah.
But, like, you would have to see, like, as he's saying, what's it to you, Bubba? He's raising his gun, obviously.
It's their flag is a sheriff with a kid behind him playing the banjo being like, what's it to you, bub?
Lou, would you like to play a clip right now?
I didn't have to draw that.
Okay, wait. Seaver has filed a motion claiming to represent other minority sexual orientation groups. If gay people, and I'm about to start quoting here, have the right to marry their object of sexual desire, even if they lack corresponding sexual parts, he argues.
Fuck this guy.
Then I should have the right to marry my preferred sexual object.
Fuck this guy. Let him marry his fucking computer. That just means he can't procreate.
No, he has tax exemptions and shit like that? For dependents? I'm marrying my computer too. I want a fucking dependent. I also got an iPod, a fucking...
No, what he doesn't know is... the computer and his son.
What?
I'm the computer and his son. I'm suing for fucking 28 years back child
support. Oh, you're the illegitimate child of this guy and his computer?
Of him and his love computer.
I didn't even get updated to Linux yet. What the fuck happened?
Unfortunately, Seaver's 24-page filing continues with a description of his personal relationship with his sweetheart, a.k.a. preferred sexual object.
I like you, and I want you.
That's what he said to her when he saw her in the Apple store.
First time ever an electronic device got a little intimidated.
Frowny face and pixels.
Oh, no.
I don't like this, Dave.
Oh, not in the HDMI slot, no.
Does not compute.
Hands off the exhaust fan.
Over time, I began preferring sex with my computer over sex with real woman. Yeah, he preferred, right?
He had sex a choice. With the computer. He's jerking off.
How do you know that he's not having sex with that computer?
How could you?
There's a UPS port!
Bro, he has powered fleshlight.
Exactly.
Bro,
boom.
He had a horrible accident, and realistically, his dick is tasting like a USB port.
This guy's not thinking ahead. He really wants to have this.
But he always
computer.
Puts the wrong end in upside down.
He wants to have the same computer for the rest of his life.
He's never going to update?
Right.
Oh, that is the best fucking thought about this.
Right.
Bro, you need new processes, baby. Well, I'm going to get you.
Don't you ever talk about my wife like that.
Lou, so where's your heart? Where's your heart? It was, naturally, I fell in love with my computer and prefer having sex with it over all other persons or things as a result of classic condition upon orgasm.
The keyboard and the mouse do not fucking want to be part of that either.
They were unwilling participants.
My God, this is sick.
He actually has sex with
the computer sets. Take them pants right off. He's about to
jack it. Seaver, an attorney and music producer. I'm talking about the same guy here. He's an attorney and music producer. Does the bride give attorney... like law degrees?
Also,
like,
if I'm the guy that he's representing, I'm like, you fuck your computer? Get the fuck out of here.
Breaking news, the computer left him for her yogurt extractor.
No, I'm
the pool boy.
Seaver, I'm pretty sure, is representing himself. He has the legal degree.
He's an idiot.
It's a Florida legal degree, though.
Or DeVry, Florida, Phoenix.
He clearly went online for that degree.
If you have a legal degree in Florida, if you leave the state, you are qualified to basically work at a fast food place.
No, come on, man.
Florida State University.
You're qualified to be a fisherman somewhere, too.
A fisherman. Yeah. Hunt gators.
You're a gamesman.
Kill people. Like, I don't know.
Well, Seaver has a history of strange legal entanglements, including stalking country singer John Rich and suing Annie
not
for...
Not even a good country singer.
Wait a minute. I think we're skipping over Floridian's biggest fucking, job, and it's selling Oxycontin.
I am K-drunk. Get ready to see my dick.
What about cotton?
Selling Oxycontin.
Oh, I thought you went racist to it.
No, I went prescription pills.
There's no cotton fields in this.
Yeah, Florida is like a big prescription pill outlet.
Is it?
Yeah, we need those guys to supply pills to the rest of the country. They're getting them all willy-nilly down there.
Well, this guy also was in part of the suit against A&E for firing one of Duck Dynasty's beardos over homophobic remarks in an interview.
How can he consider himself gay? Like, at what point are you
He's
gay?
Not considering himself gay. No, he's some other sexual minorities.
He's making the claim that because men can marry men, he should marry a computer.
It's like men who are in love with their car and actually fuck their car.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
People fuck their car?
Yes. Yes, yeah. It's a sexual taboo. Didn't you watch that?
No.
People fuck trees.
They become enamored trees? With
They were trees. By splinters.
There's like a lot of dumb people out there.
There's a lot of weirdos. Fucking inanimate objects like this?
Yeah.
You could call
them
sexual.
I am no tree.
I call them dumb.
Seaver was suspended for practicing law in Tennessee in 2011 due to mental infirmity or illness.
No shit.
You don't say.
I'm not terrible. I don't know. Like, I feel like you should really put these people like in a space program and just shoot
them out. It's called Florida.
With a no return policy.
Florida. That's
it's
Florida.
Mars.
No, the best
chemical
of them is Florida.
Castration.
No, just shoot them out. Like, we're going to space. Going to Mars. Like,
make sure they can't breed. Let them marry their. Yeah, you and your computer are married.
Give
great.
Them a couple quarts of liquor.
Yeah.
Get them all fucking sauced up. Stick them on a spaceship. Blow them up to outer space.
Just shoot them in space, bro. We don't even want them on this planet. I can't even live in the same planet as you. That's how bad you are. Banging your computer?
Seaver's attempt to marry his MacBook has been squashed by...
So he's Mac loyal.
Has been squashed by the Florida court. So there's a point
he
to
didn't
Florida.
Want to bang a PC. He can catch a virus.
Chris Seaver has moved to intervene, apparently asserting he wishes to marry his computer, says Judge Robert Hinkle. Perhaps the motion is satirical, or perhaps it is only removed from reality. Either way, the motion has no place in this lawsuit. But Seaver isn't done yet. If Florida won't let him get hitched to his computer, maybe another state will. He's currently attempting to intervene in Utah's battle over a state constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. Just go to Alabama.
You could probably go to Ohio. There's
just go to Alabama.
Going on Ohio. They want you to come there bad.
Yeah, they're hunting rabbits.
Change the headline to "Asshole Wants Something Dumb."
I was going to make the headline "Man Who Sued Apple Computers."
The stupid guy does a thing. How's that?
Wait a minute. He might be onto something big here. Now, would he be the inheritor of Apple? Would he be part of the Apple family?
Well, my granddad, Steve.
Yeah, like when he just started walking.
I got
around,
Apple
like,
money coming to me.
He had a son with
listen,
a
guys,
PC.
Listen, guys, I need to borrow some money.
They call him John Gigabyte.
Look, we were married 4 years ago. We have 4 iPod Nanos.
There is a first generation iMac in there right now. Go ahead, get married to it.
They have a he has
go
a
ahead. It's in the club. Yeah, go ahead.
He has a couple of
get into that family.
You think I could beat this guy, dude? Yeah. I could be the Pope and fucking. An Apple?
Well,
like Pope Apple?
Pope Apple?
What generation MacBook? You're marrying a first generation iMac. Higher up on the totem
he
pole.
He has a couple of bastard sons, John Gigabytes.
Who the fuck do I gotta kill to fucking get that Apple Dynasty?
The Duck Dynasty? I don't know.
I don't want the Duck Dynasty.
So, Jill, does the...
That concludes the news.
I saw the laptop close. That means one thing.
Wish we had a closing music like in Masterpiece Theater. I think I deserve that.
I think you unplugged your mic.
Yeah.
I don't get this story, though. Everything about it just doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, it's ridiculous.
Hello.
Like, he likes the porn, so he wants to marry the machine.
Why would he want to marry the porn?
Hello.
Why not the porn star?
Because I guess that requires consent.
He's also crazy.
Yeah, there's...
Or marry a real doll or something, at least.
Sure. No, he's really crazy.
You would condone marrying a real doll?
At least he's having sex with it. Not just looking at pictures on
yo,
it.
Yo, a real doll is like leaps and bounds above a computer.
I don't know. I think it's about the same thing. It would be like trying to marry your Playboy.
That's a magazine that never gets updated.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
All right, so... We had so many stupid people. It's weird to go on to stupid people, but
yeah, but stupid people.
Stupid people.
All right, let's start this up with this one. We got a I can't resist a stupid cop story. Well, this is more corrupt people story. That's one of your guys.
They aren't even good at it.
Thoughts
they get
this.
Caught.
Yeah. All right. So we are things skipping around here. We are in Milwaukee, where a Milwaukee sheriff. Deputy rolled through a stop sign, caused a violent crash. He then arrested the woman he crashed into and charged her for drunk driving.
I like it.
Yes.
I like his style.
No.
Oh, it's even better.
You're
I guess
drunk.
I just picked a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies.
This gets worse because this guy's an asshole. He didn't count on this woman to have had the life that she had. She had a horrible life, so she's not afraid to fight this kind of bullshit. She was diagnosed with cancer at age 3, had prolonged radiation treatments that curved her spine, so they had to insert metal rods into her back to keep her neck straight. Lifelong medical complications, still got a college degree, still managed to get a driver's license. She had never gotten a speeding ticket up until this point.
So enough is enough, and it's time for a change.
She shouldn't have been hitting the sauce then. I hear she had a hard life. Get it.
So they
don't hit the sauce and drive, lady.
So they crash into her. This guy crashes into her. And she's hurt so badly that she couldn't even properly blow into the breathalyzer.
You're drunk.
Or perform the field sobriety test.
Because I'm crippled now, you asshole.
Yeah, sure.
And the county, this I guess happened a while ago, because the county hung those charges overhead for nearly a year, even after blood tests proved that she was perfectly sober.
Hours later.
What happened to the cops?
Incohesive.
Nothing. She's fighting them.
It's a losing battle.
I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
I hope so.
She should have just taken the fucking lesser charge.
She's taking them to court, as she should. I don't have a result here.
If you're a cop and you commit a fucking felonious act, you're getting off. Like, what cop do you remember in our history that ever got arrested for? Went to jail for anything.
Oh, no, not went to jail. Maybe.
No, they got arrested, but they lost their jobs.
Right, they lost their jobs.
But they never got arrested.
But you get paid and to sit at a desk job if you fuck up.
No, there's like those, some of those cops they had to fire. Like the cops who unloaded like 125 shots into that one dude on his wedding day.
Or the other week, we did the story about the cop and the porn star.
Dude, he fucking was getting blowjobs and then he gave her a dick.
You can't do that. Yeah. That's not right.
Like you catch a blowjob and you're a cop. That's a perk of the job. I get it.
Oh, this cop.
But there's no ticket then.
Yeah.
What I found is he's been on disability for a year for injury pay from the accident. And it's now looking to retire.
Good for him.
Oh,
fucking shitheads.
Oh, hard day's work.
I hate cops. I don't mind saying it.
Oh, cops are the worst, man.
Bill collectors. That's all they are. Oh. Corrupt people who couldn't cut it. Like they were on the high school football team and they couldn't make it to the college one.
Yeah. Those who cannot become asshole cops.
Some cops.
Justin, how do you feel about this?
It's going to be terrible. All
right. Let me get off from my high horse for a minute.
Hoy hoist.
Here's one I just like the name. It's not much of a story, but I really like the headline. Naked man arrested for allegedly threatening driver with meat cleaver.
This is not the naked cowboy. He's been offered a corporate job, by the way.
What's more intimidating, the nakedness or the cleaver?
Cleaver.
The fact that he's 71 years old.
Oh!
That's not intimidating at all.
And he's got the best, like, hillbilly name, Ernest Lee Robert.
It's like having Jack LaLanne coming at you with, like, a butcher knife.
I would hit that dude so hard in his face, he wouldn't be wrinkled for a moment.
He looks like a drunk Santa.
He's chubby, too?
They only have his face, but big white beard, whole thing. So a neighbor pulls onto his block, and he sees this guy in the middle of the street. He says, I'm on my way home from a class I was taking. I noticed a naked man in the middle of the road. I yelled at him, what are you doing? There are kids outside. You need to go inside and put some clothes on. Which the guy responded by pointing the meat cleaver at him. And walking towards the car.
Now that's his fucking problem. Wait, mind your own motherfucking business, guy.
Now the driver then
said, watch your eyes.
What? I don't know what you're looking for. I'm just gonna.
No, I'm threatening you.
Oh, I thought you were like signaling for a sound bite.
No, that was meat cleaver being pointed at you, saying I'm going to get you.
Oh.
And then me swishing it around.
Okay.
Visual joke. That
seems to be your boggle.
My boggle.
I was gonna go for,
give me another
there
one.
You are, with your brown body and your creepy-ass face.
Good
stop
one
eating
too.
Sweets.
You know it's gonna fuck you if you keep eating sweets.
Play that one, I like that one.
Let's see.
No more sweets for you, because you're never gonna get laid if you keep eating sweets.
Key and Peele on Comedy Central, check it out.
I just love that one so much.
Where is that from?
So this... So this guy, according to the driver, he says, I told him if you take another step towards me, it's going to be a life or death situation for one of us. Which I doubt that's actually what he said. He probably said, move or I'll hit you.
You take one more step, it's going to be a life or death situation between one of us.
Sounds like a long time.
Stand your ground laws, I hear.
Anyway, they locked the guy up.
The driver.
Assault, yeah.
Threatening vehicular.
Threatening assault. An old man. He's out for his walk. Anyway, he faces...
You're an emotional fucking cripple.
Assault with a deadly weapon and indecent exposure.
You don't say.
You should definitely get both of those.
Here's a better cop story. This one, the cop is not the bad guy in this one.
I bet I could spin it.
Now, what would you do?
I'm already spun.
Well, I already see which angle you're probably going to take here, but let's say you're driving home. Mm-hmm. You've had a few drinks. You get pulled over. What's the last thing you say to the cop?
I've had a couple drinks.
Fuck you, bacon.
I hope you don't give me a breathalyzer.
Maybe what seems to be the officer problem?
What seems to be your boggle?
This guy said something worse. Cop goes, let's see your license. He says, hold my beer.
Actually, the worst thing I think you say is, if you didn't have that bag.
I know you pulled me over. It's because I'm black.
So hard. Oh, my God. Fuck you. I swear to God. It's like, sir.
Where was he?
This is Atlanta.
No, I know you pulled me over. It's because I'm black.
This is cowboy hat cop territory.
Is there open container laws in the fucking...
No.
Well, according to the cop, this guy was heavily intoxicated, totally unaware that... Oh, this is actually worse. I failed to read this paragraph. He didn't get pulled over. He hit the cop.
It'd be great if you pulled over the cop. You got right over the cop. You're like, pull over.
He hits the cop. Wait. He hits the cop, and when the cop comes over, he's like, you hit me. You hit me.
You out of the car, you walk to the cop's door, and you're like, yo, Vest, you were going.
You like jack up your pants a little bit. You've been drinking tonight,
son. I see your license and registration.
You start flashing a badge you got from a cereal box. Cheese and bars.
You don't even need a badge.
It says Captain Crunch on it.
You don't even need a badge.
Like, we do not condone this activity, but if you do it, it's going to be a one-off.
Your authority is assumed. You don't even need a fucking...
Respect my authority.
Oh, God.
So anyway, yeah.
You spread your cheeks.
You pull the fuck over.
He was apparently heavily intoxicated, totally unaware that he'd collided with the officer's patrol car. You want to guess his bail?
$20,000.
$10,000? $15,000.
$15,000? $3,000.
No!
$2,500. But he couldn't pay it, so he's in jail.
You can't pay $3,000?
Nope.
Did I accept credit cards or anything? Like,
apparently not. It's his third DUI, for the record.
And it's only 3G?
But I have this diner...
It's Atlanta.
I have this Diner's Club card. I can totally get him out. Come on.
I have this.
That is friends and relations.
This coupon Club. For the Sizzler.
I would like to be the... The next internet meme I want to see is...
Do you accept Ruby Tuesday's gift cards?
The next internet meme I want to see is drunk people videotaping themselves pulling over cops.
Let's make this happen, yes. YouTube.
You got the balls, internet. You post these videos.
Wait. We're not saying go out, get drunk, and do this.
I am saying that.
We're not saying that. He's not saying.
We're all saying that. Actually.
I'm fucking daring you to
do it.
You fucking won't.
All right. Jillian is saying, if you find yourself in that position, hey, shit's about to hit the fan. You might as well have fun with it.
Hey, boy, what are you doing this part of town?
Yeah. In that case, run.
Do you know how to get to town?
Yeah, it's back the way you came.
Sorry, excuse me, sir. I think you should get out of my town.
Please step out of the vehicle.
Go back to where you came, sir. Yo.
You mind if I search your vehicle?
Right. If there was ever a truly apocalyptic thing, that'd be the first thing I'd start doing is pulling over cops.
Pull over!
That's a great idea.
I wouldn't even pull him over. I fucking...
No, you gotta pull him
in
over.
In this situation, he's armed.
Maybe ram him off.
How many times do you think ever has a cop been pulled over?
He'd probably be too dumbfounded.
You gotta get on the bullhorn and be like, woo-woo! Pull over, woo! Son!
Woo! Gotta do that.
Okay, next super person.
All right. Watch out who you meet on an online dating site.
True.
They may be liars, and they may be willing to take their lie very, very far.
Of course.
Are you speaking from personal experience?
I'm talking from this story.
How did that experiment go, Ash? Were we in the middle of an experiment with you?
Oh, I have a girlfriend now.
I know, before this. We're not going through
this. No, that's how it turned out.
But she's a dating... Yeah, she's a dating site girl, right? Yeah.
Success.
This chick thinks Pete's rich as hell, but she's in for some...
Oh, she's heard this show.
She hates me.
I'll be complimented if she doesn't trust me.
Well, she knows. She calls you that guy.
What is
that
it?
Guy.
Is it the hand job?
The guy that
table?
Says foul shit.
The guy who wants to jack off the women getting beat up.
I still haven't heard that show.
The guy who keeps sending dick pics with his tattoo in the picture.
Like, what?
Pete, you keep thinking, like, time... I get off on that. I definitely don't.
It's like, it's his dick right next to his forearm. It's like, yeah, Lou, I get it. All right.
And he's looking in a mirror while he does it.
Pete's girlfriend's like, every time you podcast, you come home, you have these weird backgrounds on your phone.
It's that guy again, isn't it?
Lou asserted his dominance.
It's, he gets really like creative with like Andy. Like, he's just like, it's his glasses and then his dick.
On a bear shark t-shirt.
Did somebody drop a hot dog on the rug? What is that? All right, let's move on.
Anyway, so this poor guy, he's 35. He meets a woman online. They start dating. While they're dating, when they meet, rather, she says she's expecting quintuplets.
Why?
Because she's showing. She says she's having quintuplets. Turns out, a few months later, she took this so far that they ended up in the hospital, and this guy was in the waiting room, waiting for the new kids with all these gifts that he bought, only to find out she was not pregnant, merely fat.
She wasn't fat.
How was she getting that fat?
Would anybody like to see? I have a picture.
She's like, I'm pregnant. No, you're not.
She's
like,
pretty fat.
With four kids. Oh, I can see that.
Right. She's a large woman.
She is fat, but he's not exactly a spring chicken either.
He should have been like, I'm a big girl. You're a big boy. Let's get this going.
Yeah, cover your willy.
Right, listen, this is what it is.
Look, can we start with a dick pic or something? I don't know. I got to build up to this.
Like, we're already here. Let's just go to the Red Lobster.
Biscuits.
Right. Fucking cheese biscuits.
You might own it.
Wait, looking at them, you might want to do a Sizzler buffet.
Let's just put it this way. Well, if these people got caught having sex in a park,
$40,000
easy.
Easy 40G.
Oh, yeah. Now, they're arguing if she's just a chronic liar or she was experiencing a phantom pregnancy. Which
I don't believe in that bullshit.
A phantom quintuplet pregnancy?
I don't believe in phantom pregnancy.
Where did she get four babies from?
Well, she started with twins, then it turned to triplets, and then to quadruplets.
Phantom That's pregnancies are extremely rare, and it's never quintuplets or whatever the hell. Phantom pregnancy? No.
She lives with his brother, and every time she ordered Domino's at night, she's like, I'm eating for one. I'm eating for two.
I'm eating for three.
No, what a phantom pregnancy is I haven't bled for 3 months. I have this bulge in my tummy, and it's cancer, it turns out.
What they're saying is that she may have had lactation to the point of, like, everything in her brain was up.
It's a miracle, it's sad.
So she's in psychiatric care, and her boyfriend is busy returning all the gifts.
Good.
He saved all the receipts.
Yeah, he kept the receipts. I like that in a man. I like that.
At the end of the story, he shot himself.
If he stayed
having a $1,200 Target gift card.
Yeah, a 1,200-pound girl.
If he stayed with her, like, after this, then fuck this guy.
He drove his car off a cliff.
I love you!
No, he didn't say that shit. He was talking about sweet death.
Yeah.
Right. Sweet fuck relief. This world! I love sweet
relief. You know, I have a joke with Courtney's father we made about, I don't know how we got to it, but...
Abortion!
About taking your own life.
You have a great relationship and, with your father-in-law.
And our code for it is... Like, clean up the garage. Because I said we should just hang each other, hang ourselves.
That's terrible.
The top of the
hey, man, I love your daughter. I love my wife. You want to clean the garage up? Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. That's the most morbid thing I've ever heard.
It's kind of funny, though.
Not at all.
Listen, who gets to say they joke like that with their, you know, their father-in-law?
That is...
That's creepy.
That's an interesting
like,
one.
At the altar was like the father looking at you, being like, "No,
don't right. do it, don't do it." Not until she gets here. You're not married until she gets down here. Don't do it.
To her mother. No.
Look. If there's a reason these two should not be with,
wait,
run, motherfucker, run.
Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. Now look at her. That's her feature. Run, bitch, run!
He runs up to the priest, decks him, he's like, run, Lou! You can escape still!
I have to save you!
No, there can only be one noose in that garage! You can run!
Okay, wait. Well, I think, like Courtney.
I think the thing was, like, there are, like, these poles on the top of the garage, and I'm like, well, if you had to, you could, but I'm like, no, they would never support your weight. I'm like,
I dare you.
I'll be your counterweight. Like,
oh my god, I'll be on the other end. Weird.
And it was just, it was funny because obviously we're just joking, but you know,
were you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If I see the story and discover your ID and I have to be interviewed,
well, that's the thing about being
okay at home.
Listen, yeah. That's the thing.
I'm
about,
a little worried.
That's the thing about being atheist. I would never consider suicide because that's it. I think people who consider suicide generally think they're going to a better place.
No, no, Lou, that's not how. No, Lou, that's not how it works. No, Lou.
If I was living in North Korea right now, suicide would be a sweet release.
Wait, can I correct him on this?
What?
If you're talking about Christians, suicide is the ultimate sin. There's no coming back from it. You go to hell.
They still do it. Yeah, but that's something.
Because you got good music in hell.
Right.
No, honey, no.
I'm just saying, like, you gotta look at the glass half full time.
Plus, you could probably stink meter your way out of that shit.
Really? Like, you think you're gonna stink meter your way out of hell?
You could.
Oh, that's the greatest
thing. Do you think he's stink metering his way out of hell?
You're sitting there in heaven, it's like, this land is your land. Right. And then it's like, you're in fucking hell. You're like, you don't know how we are.
Right.
Like,
yeah, but you're getting.
At least hell rocks! Like,
you're getting fucked by a nail gun in the ass. Yeah. You're getting fucked by a nail gun in the ass.
Oh no!
At least you're listening to like.
I mean,
Hendrix
after a little while, you probably get Stockholm syndrome and learn to love it.
Right. That's how demons are.
You're like, oh, 3 p.m. Woo!
God damn it, Ken! Thank you for making me laugh through that.
That's how the demons are born.
Hit the AC/DC. I'm popping some demons out my ass.
Yeah, hell!
No, they don't. Come
sweet release.
They don't come through your asshole. They come through that little minucleus in your eye. Between here and here?
Nah, if it's really hell, they come through your dick hole.
Woo!
Even better.
Well, you get there, Satan's throwing you a cold one, it's like, this is the shit!
You're what's up, Hellpalooza?
Yeah!
Like, I'm sorry, brother. 3 o'clock, you gotta get shot in the ass with a nail gun. 6 o'clock, you gotta shoot some demons out of your eyes. Other than that, it's pretty good.
No, then, I bet you, dude, hell has strippers, hookers,
drug dealers.
Yeah. Hell is the shit.
Gangster rappers. Eazy-E's down there right now.
Dude, Tupac's down there. You know Tupac's down there.
Yeah, so is Biggie, bro.
Eazy-E's.
So is Biggie.
And that's until Cats gets thirsty in.
It's the last can of Pepsi. No!
Brian, that's...
It was the long play right there. It was I just want a Pepsi. We got no Pepsi, right. Brian.
Only diet.
Oh, no! I won't even drink it.
Brian, you gotta go do some freelancing in the hallway.
It's like, oh, that's a Louis C.K. bit.
Yeah.
I blew a demon. He's like, you're just gonna blow a demon?
You can do freelance jobs in the hallway. You got a lot of dick to suck down here. Come
I don't know
man.
How we got to hell being great. It was you committing suicide.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened.
We gave the plot
anyway,
line to
you
wanna
do the last stupid people here?
Sure. Yeah.
I feel like this one needs, like...
I think we need one more go around in this, song right here.
A trip to hell?
I feel like this story needs more like Benny Hill Yakety Sax music.
Alright.
Just went here. Alright, so this guy in Georgia, in Norcross, tried to rob a Waffle House with a pitchfork.
Give me your waffles!
Oh! He's keeping it real.
Alright.
He ran in with a pitchfork, with a mask over his head.
Was it a devil mask?
Was he looking for money or waffles?
I want your waffles!
Or souls!
He was on the prongs.
You only got pancakes right now! It's like, fuck your pancakes!
He's looking for souls. He's looking for souls.
He doesn't have a scythe.
Right. It's a pitchfork.
It's a pitchfork.
It's a scythe.
No.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see where you're going.
Scythe is for the death. Devil pitchfork the is pajamas. Devil.
Yes, alright, so anyway, this guy runs in to rob the Waffle House. They're like, everything alright over there?
The Knight Rider's calling or something.
The world's about to end.
Michael Knight has a comment.
The world's about to end.
This guy's a moron, Michael. So everyone inside's like, all right. They open the cash register. He goes to dive in, puts the pitchfork down. Lady working the counter picks the pitchfork up and starts beating him over the head with a hammer.
Nice.
This guy runs out of the place with no money. She chucks it like a spear through the back end of the pickup truck.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the back of his head.
She should be fucking arrested for tampering with evidence.
No, they caught this motherfucker pretty quick, and nobody cares about him.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what happened in Coming to America.
They have not caught him, but they know who he is.
Murphy used a broom, fucked him up.
No, it was a mop. It was a mop. Remember?
Oh, yeah. But he beats
up Sam Jackson?
Sam Jackson, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
who still looked the exact same age.
You left him with his murder.
What was it? You make one movie, you pizzle steak, singing a pig, like whatever Arsenio Hall said was epic. I can't remember what it was right now.
That's
it was
a good
awesome.
Fucking. I want to watch that now.
Great moment.
I watch that movie.
One Bring more. Up that clip.
Coming to America. Yeah.
Great movie.
Just that clip, really.
So James Earl Jones.
She's your queen. She's paradise.
A paradise.
That's the whole story. I just thought we'd end on that one on a silly note. His name is Jeffrey
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel.
Jeffrey Willard Wooten.
No, sure it wasn't Jacob?
Jacob.
He sounds super white.
Oh, I actually have some news.
Let's hear it.
So, remember when you guys saw my old, Cafe Press site?
Yes.
With my t-shirt, where it was just a picture of me that said pervert.
Hell yeah.
So, my mother uncovers this check that she lost for years and never told me about. It's from Cafe Press. Apparently, two people bought my pervert shirt and are walking around the...
There's...
I never got to cash it. It expired.
Yeah.
But apparently, two people bought the pervert shirt.
So people exist out there with a Lou pervert shirt?
Yeah. There could be people like on the lookout for me.
Call out to whoever bought Lou's pervert t-shirt.
If you have Lou's pervert shirt,
speak up.
PIB Comics
you
on pervert!
Right.
We're not going to make you pay again or anything like that.
Find us on Facebook.
That.
We just want photos.
If somebody's like, that's the guy! And you're like, yes!
Thanks, Mom.
All
right. We actually had a hypothetical I want to just bring back up right here. We were talking about it outside, but...
Hypothetical Lou.
Oh, I was going to try and do a new one. You want to hear it?
Go for
Let's
it.
Let's do a double.
A new theme song.
Go for it.
Yeah, since we're doing the old timey thing,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, dun 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 dun. Oh, shit.
Ba 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 ba. Lou.
That's really good. I see what she's doing. That's really good.
Payoff. Took a minute. Actually, the delay just made that all the better.
Wait. Do one more time.
Yeah, uninterrupted for
okay.
future soundbite purposes.
In case anyone didn't get it.
Dun 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 dun.
Ba 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 ba.
It's a duet.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had a reason to use that soundbite
that
in forever.
That was beautiful.
The hypothetical is, we were talking about outside about side piece, right? And talking about how much money you have to make or how like what status you have to be to have a side piece. And at what point does a side piece become a mistress? Like how? Like I just want to know, like in your guys' opinions, what money do you to have a side piece? Slash, then how much money do you have to have a mistress? And what point is it just cheating?
By the way, I am not excluded from this hypothetical. I have thought about this for myself.
Okay, well, give it to me one more time.
All right, Pete, was it...
Real quick.
Basically, what's your life situation for you to have a mistress?
Yeah. Oh.
Because I think the three separate things. A mistress is like, you got to be like a senator. And then like a side piece is just like, you got your game straight. And then cheating is anything else. It's like, you got no money. All right. That's
yeah.
cheating.
If you...
Mistress is like... Is what he's trying to say is like mistress is fucking like a celebrity or somebody. Well,
we did talk about, but I'll reiterate my point of view here.
Yeah, somebody.
You have you're cheating if you work at a local retail store. You have a side piece if you're the successful owner of a local garbage company or waste disposal company. You have a mistress.
Well, specifically those two things. It's called the gumar.
Gumar.
Those are two.
That's a side piece.
Specific
thing. Italian side
is
piece
gumar.
Is the gumar.
You're basically talking about the Italians.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. No, if you own a business but you're not rich, you got a side
piece.
You
own a deli.
You could own a deli.
Yes.
I'm going to throw this guy down the big green pipe and I jump on his head.
Oh, I miss Mikey.
See, if you own a deli, you cheat on your wife. Like that's what that's called.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I think it's
that. No, but you get a certain level. You hit that
if
certain...
If you're a chain of delis, a business owner.
Owns Ben's Kosher fucking deli. He's
got a great lawyer.
He's still cheating on his wife.
Right. If he owns
but if you're
Ben's
CEO,
deli...
If you're a CEO, you have a mistress.
Yeah. If you own Ben's Deli across the nation, they're like running 10,000 locations strong, you have a mistress.
I think
CEO is definitely a mistress. You might be paying her. You might be paying her a little bit on the side.
If you're the president of Chili, Ken, you got a mistress.
You're paying her no matter what.
No, it's different.
Chili, the place,
gifts
or Chili's
count as cash to us.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong about that. Piece of jewelry, car, you can explain that away.
Chili.
Or you can, as the mistress, take that piece of jewelry back to a jeweler and get cash. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about.
It's not worth
about.
As much as you originally paid for.
Yeah.
You don't need that. You just divorce
you,
the guy.
You work out a deal. You take him to your favorite jewelry store, shoe store.
You can squabble over all the pennies that you want to squabble over, Joe. Like that.
Can I explain to you actually how the game is run? You have a deal. You have a deal with your favorite retailers, jewelry store, bag stores, handbag stores, even car places. You take him there to buy you what you want, and you have a deal with the guy who does the deal. You return whatever it is he bought you, he takes a piece of it, and you take the rest. That is the game that a lot of mistresses are running.
Why would any business want to allow that?
I'm a little
not
alarmed.
Not the business, because
How are you so intertwined with the mistresses?
Don't worry about it. The point is, it's not the business, it's the person that you deal the deal with at the business, or if there's someone over the overhead of that business.
Capitalism, God's way of determining who is smart and who is poor.
Sounds like you know something shiesty.
He knows about my past.
Also, with the side piece, I think it's more profession than it is money. I think if you're a pimp, you got a side piece, even though, you know.
No, pimp, you got bitches. You got bitches.
Yeah, but you definitely got your bottom bitch.
Yeah, but that's not a side piece. Yo, he's
wait,
never...
I'm a straight up pimp now.
He's like, where the fuck's my money at, bitch?
Right. It's right here. Thank you, Grandma.
That's what I thought. I really think that the side piece, I feel that like if you make a good living, like just like a regular, maybe like 7,500,000 piece.
You're cheating on your wife.
No, that is a side piece.
No, you're cheating on your wife. You do not make enough money to have...
Of course
side
you
piece.
Do. You, of course
I think you need like a doctorate.
You, my friend, would have to go to the strip club at 75 to 100 grand.
It also,
you need to go to the strip club, get an aggressive lap dance.
And this is not combined income. This is all on your own.
Yeah.
You need either a doctor or an esquire after your name something.
You need five.
For
I'm
it
saying
to be a side
piece.
MD,
yeah.
PhD. No, MD.
I think
PhD.
We're putting side piece too high up there. I think side piece is accessible for the average man.
No, side
no,
piece
that
is
your
hoe.
It's a girlfriend
that your wife knows about.
No, you're cheating on your wife if you
you're
run
skank.
Like
that's
the balloon dart thing at the fucking carnival
that's
game.
A skank.
You're cheating on your
that's on? Your skank.
No, then you're just, you know, hanging with family.
That's your skank. That's your girl. That's your girlfriend. That's, you know,
your
that's
wife.
Your sister.
Piece. Your... No, look, I'm saying, I just want to say that I think side piece is accessible for the masses.
For the masses.
That sounds like a you and Jill thing.
Yeah. No, I think side piece could just
as
be accessible for
you. I feel like I should stay out of this.
This seems like an upstairs conversation as opposed to a... Painted black conversation.
Yeah.
You guys seem to have it figured out.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are good with this.
This
he
was
sounds
like
he's trying to convince us. Right. Is
no,
all
we discussed this date three. What kind of income he needs to have for him to have a Gumar. He's not anywhere near it, so.
You drive a minivan.
She's my Gumar.
And he has said that to me, and I'm like, you still don't make enough money for me to be your Gumar.
I make whatever. But anyway, I'm just saying, like, what price number do you think that you get from just being a side piece to cheating? And I just want to say, what number would you put on?
But it goes back. It goes back to cheating after a certain number too.
Well, I think cheating is 100K or less.
Yeah,
and then side piece is
if
over.
If it's in like the fucking rags and shit like that, you're cheating.
And then half a
that's
mil.
That's not a side piece or a mistress.
I think half a mil
you've
is
been
mistress.
Caught cheating.
Well, half. I think you have to have
half a mil.
You
are
can't
a cheap
put.
Ass
you can't put a number on mistress. Mistress is title. It's like I'm the Earl of fucking whatever the hell.
It's,
you
a,
know?
Side, it's a side piece with class.
No, like she said, you could be a CEO or something.
It's a side piece with class.
That's what I'm saying. You have to have something before your name to have this fucking mistress.
Is it maison d'etre? There's an actual term that royals would use for the royal mistress. That's a title that people are given. Right. I can't remember what it was. Right. It was in the Tudors. You saw it, honey. What he proposed to Anne Boleyn. She's like, I'm so insulted. That was a good fucking position, bitch. You're just greedy.
All right. So I think we got enough out of that.
They said another gave you niggas money.
Movies?
Let's do some movies.
Should've just given the money.
Price of admission. G.
Why is this the most gangster segment?
It is totally gangster, right?
Always has been, always will be.
Because we're rolling hard on movies.
Anyway, only two this week worth noting. First one, Walk of Shame. What? Has anybody even heard
Elizabeth Banks.
Elizabeth Banks. Who I like.
Who the hell is Elizabeth Banks?
Yeah.
You would know her as... She was in Hunger Games. She was in...
She plays Effie.
Oh, she was in Zack and Miri Making Porno.
That's the one.
Okay. Yes, yeah. She's funny. Right.
And James Marsden. We all know he's a...
Obviously, Elizabeth Banks banged some other guy then.
And
she banged some guy. A superhero, more than likely.
Yes. He's always getting his girlfriend stolen by superheroes.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, the outrageous comedy Walk of Shame stars these two as a... She's a resourceful reporter who has a one-night stand with a handsome stranger, James Marsden. Who leaves her stranded the next morning in downtown L.A. without a phone, car, ID, or money, only 8 hours before the most important job interview of her career. Hour and a half, R rating, considered a romantic comedy.
It's like The Sweetest Thing, which is a pretty dirty movie, to my surprise. Right,
1.5 but that movie's hours actually kind of funny. Times 8 hours in
the movie. It was.
hold on.
I went to that movie not expecting that.
Kenny's got a mathematical formula.
I give it a 9.
As long as it doesn't come up.
Is it like The Sweetest Thing?
Play the theme of the thing.
Okay.
Right.
Mainly because my browser just froze. Okay, now we'll play the game.
Ken?
I'll get to it in a minute.
The game is yet to be determined.
What's the name of this thing?
Closest without...
Am I about to take a nail in the fucking butt, Peter?
What?
With a nail gun.
We're going back to hell.
With a nail gun.
I'll explain it in a minute.
Not with a hammer, with a nail gun.
Walk of Shame, Lou, is what it's called. All right, so closest to the Rotten Tomato average score without going over. Can you say 9?
I say 9.
Okay, who wants to go next?
I guess I'll follow. That piece of shit, I don't know. 36. You're not
excited about this one?
20.
20.
No, I like this chick. I think she's all right. The only romantic comedies I like are with her, so I'm going to give it a 40.
Give me the romantic comedy. Give me the romantic comedy.
It's Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, is Zack and Miri
another one? Except for the one we just named.
That is that one. Yeah. All right.
Hey. Let me look at her IMDb.
Well, real quick. The reason I was kind of dumbfounded by watching Ken do that math is it's 10.
Wow. So his thing worked.
Yeah. It was 9.5.
I was like, that is sound logic. That
like,
worked.
It did appear out of nowhere. Selling like commercials about it. I'm like, I didn't get any buzz about this beforehand. What?
I have got no buzz about that.
Girlfie didn't tell me anything.
Gee, I wonder what that was.
This gargoyle.
Anyway, are you looking at the thing?
Role Models she was in? That was
that's not a romantic comedy. Is it? Two dudes?
No, because the guy...
And two kids?
She was in the beginning and the end of that movie.
But ultimately, the story is he's trying to get her back.
It's about two guys finding friendship.
With two kids. Yeah. You don't call it a romantic comedy. It makes it uncomfortable.
The movie's about four dudes.
It makes it really uncomfortable.
And the movie's about four dudes, and then at the end, Ken Marino and that lesbian from Glee just keep putting a hot dog in and out of a bun.
Yeah, that's true.
Strange.
Google Banks is kind of in that movie. All right, what's the next movie?
Next movie is one I do want to see, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I really want to see that, man.
With
it's got bad reviews, though, I heard.
Well, we're going to get to that. They're saying this is going to be the lowest earning Spider-Man movie in the history of the Spider-Man movie.
What did 3 make?
3 made better than 2 and 1, but...
They're really...
A lot of hype behind it.
Right.
Everyone ran out to see it before they were disappointed.
There was hype behind it?
Gotta consider, 2 was considered one of the best superhero movies of the time. So when 3 came out, everyone was like...
Which one was the one where he was in the fucking wrestling ring?
That was one.
Oh, man. That jumped the shock at 1.
That was in the comic, I believe.
It was
Bonesaw
in the comic.
Bonesaw is ready.
But it wasn't Bonesaw. It was Crusher Hogan. But nah. I won't nerd out here. This one just did. Shut up. He fights Electro.
He's got a fucking nerd boner, Jill.
I do. He fights the Rhino, the Green Goblin.
The Rhino? Who plays the Rhino?
Paul Giamatti.
I like it.
Yeah, that's my boy.
It's interesting, right?
I know this got bad reviews, so I'm going to start off. I'm going to say 43
for Brian.
I would give it like a 90.
Have you seen it?
I saw the first one. The first one was awesome.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping this one's up to that level. I like the first
Jillian hates all Spider-Man movies, even with her beloved James Franco in it. So, and he's not in this one, so like 20.
Who's playing 20? Spider-Man?
Andrew Garfield.
That kid.
Exactly.
The guy who played it in the last one.
That guy. I didn't see yeah, no one saw it. 20.
And hosted SNL last week and was wonderfully forgettable.
I stopped watching after he wrestled the Macho Man.
Yeah. I was going to say.
And won.
Bonesaw is ready.
Bonesaw is ready. The Macho Man would have hit him with a fucking elbow drop from the top of that cage.
I was just thinking about Charles Gambino.
So he should have played Spider-Man.
He should play Spider-Man. I love him so much.
He would be a way better. Way
I mean,
better.
If
Miles
Brian
Morales,
knew how much I loved
Miles
him.
Miles Morales Spider-Man. Anyway, you guys got to vote.
I'll say 30 because it's probably going to suffer from Spider-Man 3-ism.
You're such a dick, Lou, because I was going to say 27.
Is it going 27. Because you're...
You know what? I ran Paul Giamatti in this fucking... and Garfield through...
Through the filter.
I don't know if it's Andrew Garfield or the fucking orange cap, but go, Pete. 27.
Brian's got this one because this movie, you gave it a little less credit. It's 55%. It's kind of down the middle.
I knew it didn't do good because our friend of the show, Justin, he was like, I want to see it this weekend. He's like, nah, man, it got terrible reviews. It's like,
wait,
what are you, Cisco?
What did
Lieber?
He really say?
Dude, it's gonna. We could just. He's gotta cut the song. For
no,
that.
You don't have
don't
to cut.
Cut
you're saying,
don't
like,
cut this.
You should have said
terrible.
It's gonna be terrible. But also, I want to mention real quick. I went to go see the movie we talked about last week.
Robert
Paul Walker. Yeah, yeah. Skinny tie and a cup tie. It is
no good.
The action is kind of cool, but there are a lot of really bad things about it that I had to forgive.
Paul Walker 2 Jimmy for you.
Well, first of all, I don't know if Courtney mentioned she's a big fan of Paul Walker. He is constantly going super fast in a car and just like smashing into a wall.
Well, that's just the Fast and Furious series, all right.
Two, there's a lot of really bad acting in it.
Well, yeah, who cares?
A ton.
It's the RZA and Paul Walker in there, like whatever.
Like the RZA is one of the strongest actors. Let's put it that way.
Yo,
three?
I'm trying to say, this is a good actor.
All right. All right, three? You know, there's that French guy from the original. He does half of the dialogue. The other half of the dialogue, they overdubbed him with Vin Diesel. So at one point, he's like, we have to go through the window. And then the next part, it's like, all right, we made it. Like, it is crazy.
That's
jarring.
A fantastic directing decision.
It is crazy jarring to all of a sudden it be Vin
You're
Diesel.
Like, this guy's not a pussy anymore.
Right.
And nuts just dropped.
Paul Walker is like an ordinary cop, and this guy's like the king of parkour.
An ordinary cop with beautiful blue eyes.
For some reason, every time they have a fight, he kicks his ass.
Paul
I don't
Walker.
Get that. Yeah,
he's better looking.
Yeah. He's not ordinary. He's a tough cop.
Yeah.
Tough street cop, bro. They exist.
Right. So going back to Spider-Man.
What else is there to say?
That's
guess.
That's
it. Swip.
I'll see it.
I want to see it. We actually have to start the spoilers at some point.
That's
right?
True. Yeah. You guys want to go see it on a movie Tuesday?
I'll see it this Saturday, to be honest with you. Like.
Saturday? Early in the morning?
Yeah, like, I don't care. Like, fucking 12 o'clock show.
All right. Okay. So, I'll make a movie recommendation.
Sure.
Lego Movie. Awesome.
Is that still going?
Nah, you gotta put together.
I saw a copy.
It's been forever. Yeah.
It was fucking good. Fun movie.
I just
that's
saw
all I got.
Meet the Millers. I was all right.
Oh, I could have told you that.
It was good. I like it.
I thought it was funny.
Also, Game of Thrones, you gotta watch every episode. It's amazing.
Yeah,
I will say this.
Game of Thrones, fucking get your head out of your
the
ass.
The last two episodes. Not a lot happened.
What are you talking about?
It was a
Peter
lot of...
Baelish just said he fucking planned everything.
Spoilers!
It was a lot of fluff and then something big at the end.
What do you mean nothing happened? You saw nothing a baby
happened.
Get turned into a fucking White Walker, Lou.
Yeah, but
what?
That's it.
What's
the
happened?
Rest of the episode was so forgettable.
No way. Fucking, what's his face? Jaime Lannister gave his Valyrian steel sword to
Brienne
of Tar.
That was so awesome.
It was the whole point. His character is changing from a fucking, like
rapist?
Dick.
And she's going after Sansa.
Yeah,
she's trying to find Sansa.
Fucking,
what the fuck's wrong
those
with
are
you,
boring scenes, bro.
No way. His conversation with fucking Tyrion, his fight with Bronn. Come on,
Lou. I gotta say, if Lou was a character in Game of Thrones, he'd be that dude that stole Needle from Arya.
Yeah.
I pick my teeth with it. Nah.
Can I at least... Can I at least be that fucking pervert?
Yeah. Actually, you know what we haven't done?
The one that's sleeping with his daughters?
The guy from Pacific Rim.
You know what we haven't done yet? We haven't hypothetically said what character would we be from that show.
Like to be or would actually be?
Either or, I don't really care.
On Game of Thrones?
Yeah, Game of Thrones, man.
That's a good question.
I'm a Tyrell through and through, so I'm either Marjorie or the grandmother. Whichever
you're
one.
You're the grandmother.
I could see you as the grandma.
I'm totally the grandmother.
You're definitely
grandmother?
I'm the grandmother.
Tricky, Jill. You're not tricky. You're not nearly tricky enough.
I'm tricky. I just wouldn't do that amongst his friends. But I'm a queen bee.
The only guy I can think of is that quasi Hispanic new guy.
And you're not old enough.
Who's the quasi Hispanic
new guy? The guy who's going around banging everybody.
Not quite old enough.
Oh, are you saying that you're Oberon?
Is that his
Oberyn
name?
Martell?
Oberyn Martell.
Like who? Everybody else is white.
You're a gray worm, motherfucker.
Everybody else got is no white, nuts.
Oh, all right, man. So you're a gray worm then?
I guess. No. I mean, I don't want to be because he's banging dudes, but.
Oh, yeah, you're Oberyn Martell? All
right. If I had to pick, I guess I'd pick the little dude.
What about you, Kenny? Who do you see yourself as?
I'm probably like a slave in Marine.
A slave?
Probably a pit fighter or something.
And Pete?
Yeah, I'm probably a Stark. I always mean well, and then I get fucked.
Honest to God.
Sorry, no, that's exactly why I knew this was going with.
Honest to God, Robert Baratheon. That would be
you'd be Robert Baratheon.
100% Robert Baratheon.
Would be Robert Baratheon.
He would. I see it.
Because you're all about, like, just enjoying life.
Ah, we make the age. You know what it is.
Wait, which guy is that? The little guy's guard?
No, that's Bronn. Abram. The Robert Baratheon was the original king.
Oh. Because the little guy's guard is a badass, too.
Before
he doesn't give a fuck.
Sir Bronn.
Before I realized that Grandma Trell was an option, we said that I'd probably be Cersei. Because, again, tricky bitch. Tricky, tricky.
It's tricky to rock on time.
Rock on time is tricky.
Well, what Stark? Do you have any particular Stark?
I don't know.
Any of them. They all get fucked.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not Arya. She's the least fucked.
Rob, because, I don't know. He's kind of cool.
Dead.
I would give you Ned. Ned.
All right, yeah. Let's go Ned Stark. I'm a Ned Stark.
I'm surprised none of you dicks decided to go with, like, Jon Snow. Like, I'm Jon Snow and the coolies.
I'm not nearly brooding enough.
No, Brian,
I wouldn't even be Jon Snow. I'd be, like, a regular guy in the Night's Watch, hating his life, fucking freezing his balls off.
That dude was like, I was the king of fucking Jyn Alley.
No, I wouldn't even be that guy. I wouldn't even have the balls to mute. I'd be up on the wall fucking looking out for fucking... Gremlins and fucking shit.
I changed my thing. That guy, John Stark, fuck that grumpkins. Guy.
Samwell Tarly?
I changed my thing.
I wouldn't even be highborn. I probably would have got caught for like stealing a turnip from the fucking wrong person. Yeah.
I changed my
up to the wall.
You're like, Arya's little baker friend.
I'm definitely switching to Hodor.
I could be
Hodor.
That nigga's got the life.
Hodor?
Says one thing, bro. It's like, Hodor?
He doesn't know any better. He's probably living it up.
You're crazy. He had to snap a guy's neck. He knew what he did.
He wasn't him, though.
He looked at his hands.
I think I'm just a bad dude in general. I like all the bad characters. Like, Locke was a cool character to me. I was awesome. I like Locke, man.
He was a much better character in the book, though. He was like...
Was he?
Yeah, devious.
But I gotta say, like, I rewatched the whole series again. I was like, I would love to be Robert Baratheon. That guy has the fucking life, man. He just drinks.
Hated his life, though.
Grandmother Martell.
All right, guys.
Well, what's the name of that slave kid?
Which one?
He's kind of dark.
Grey Worm.
Worm, yeah, right? Worm?
I don't know. Whatever.
Lou.
Daenerys.
Why don't you be the black pirate then, just based on skin color? Like, whatever.
No, Lou would definitely be a Bravosi. 100%.
Greasy-haired cunt to you?
Yeah, he'd be a greasy-haired cunt fucking Bravosi.
Can I say one thing? Congratulations for all of us for not planning to be a freaking Targaryen. Well done. No one thinks they're a Targaryen.
No one's blonde here.
And they're almost all dead.
Yeah.
All right,
so we nerded out a little bit.
Well, I just said Hodor.
Hodor.
You can pass for Hodor. I would give you a Hodor, a lumbering Hodor.
Thank you. Let me tell you, I could do anything that guy could do.
Doesn't anyone want to see it when Hodor walks, like the Fred Flintstone, like...
Pete.
Let's call it a night.
All right. So...
So follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. If you have that goddamn Lou Perv shirt, I want to hear from you. And
he wants to shake your hand.
Yeah, I do.
Something else.
Maybe. Close the door behind you.